views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have you join us here. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. And, you know, guess what? I am so thrilled. I'm thrilled about a lot of things. But first and foremost, I'm thrilled about tuning in to all of you today. Thank you so very much. Thank you for your support. Thank you for what you do. We have got a great, great show. And as a matter of fact, it's kind of like an all-in-one. That's what I love about this. It really is an all-in-one. And the reason that I love that it's an all-in-one is because we have somebody very special joining us here today. You know, my friend, my colleague, psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, aura color therapist, opening up the phone lines. Yeah, when? Like now. This is the psychic joining us here today, Vincent J. Barra. And not only that, we're going to be talking about something absolutely phenomenal. You know, today we're going to be looking at not only what he does and does so brilliantly, but what he has put together, a fascinating mandala. And we're going to talk about mandalas. We're going to talk about what they mean. And we're going to talk about what a personalized mandala is all about. But for those of you out there that you want to get into the show and have a reading with this amazing, amazing guy, not only that, we're going to have some super, super fun. You can do that. And we'll make sure you get plugged in right away. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, Vincent is beyond gifted. Dynamic speaker, lecturer, workshops. You know, he has taught people about numerology, dream interpretation, psychic development, you know, Reiki essence healing, natural healing. I mean, and I could just go on and on and on. He has an amazing seminar called Journey with Spirit. It's a powerful workshop that goes beyond the beyond. And, you know, for today, yet we still are seeking and searching. What Vincent helps us with is understanding ourselves, understanding the psychic phenomenon, understanding the gift of our own intuition, and more importantly, how to behave and act in the world from a faith-based passion for life, and yet at the same time transcend the fear that would hold us back. And so whether you know him as a spiritual leader, a humanitarian, a healer, a teacher, whatever that is, I'll tell you what he is not. He is not somebody that shows up as his untrue self. He is the real deal, and we are thrilled to have him on the show. Vincent, great to have you here. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. So nice to be with you again. I enjoy my time with you. I am an inspiration. No, you are the inspiration. I'm real serious about that. I love tuning into your shows and listening to whenever I have some time. I always just download them and then listen to them at leisure. And not only do you have fascinating guests, you are a fascinating person within yourself. And I just want to say congratulations. I have seen you grow over the last so many years, and you're undaunting. I mean, that's why you inspire me. You just have a thought, I want to get there, and no matter what gets in your way, you are getting there. And I so admire that in you.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. I love what you said. And we're going to talk about the mandala as well. This is so important for folks. One of the things that I read in the email that you sent me, where you said, share your story, share the results. And you say this is so important. Even the tiniest step is huge. But boy, Vincent, I'm telling you, if we are not seeing mountains move, and the sea part open, we don't think that we're worth very much. And I really would love for you to talk about this, especially in the context of this mandala, this beautiful personal mandala. Even the tiniest step is huge. Wow.
You know, we spend the bulk of our time when we talk to ourselves as not as a teacher, not as the student, but sort of as the, I need to repair you. There is something wrong with you. And that is the message we give to ourselves constantly. We're constantly looking at what we did wrong. We're constantly thinking about what we could have done. We're constantly calling ourselves stupid. I can't do it. One of the worst things to say to your brain, to your mind, to your intellect, to your imagination is, when you're faced with some dilemma or someone asks you about something, the worst thing to say is, I don't know. When you say, I don't know, it's just like turning off your computer. It just doesn't work any longer. Mm. I always imagine whenever someone says, I don't know, to themselves, their brain cells look at each other and say, let's go to the beach. I'm going to get the tequilas. I'll meet you at the clubhouse. You know, we're on vacation today. We don't have to work.
Did someone say tequila? I'm sorry, what? I had to put everybody on hold for a minute. Yeah, what's going on here?
Tequila is the best elixir.
Believe
me. And so we spend, like I said, we spend the bulk of our time, especially towards our evening time, on our downtime, thinking about what could have been and what we have done wrong. You know, I went through a near-death experience, and we spoke about this the last time I was on your show about 4 years ago. And the two new guys that I met taught me some of the greatest lessons that I have always known, but didn't know how important they were. And the lessons were, you know, there's great lessons in humility. There's great lessons in volunteering. There's great lessons in being what you need to be to inspire someone else's dream within themselves. But one of the greatest things that we have is our ability to heal ourselves. Mm-hmm. And once you start healing yourself, layer by layer by layer by layer, what happens is that you emerge sort of like the phoenix out of the flames. You emerge to go to greater heights, because now you become your cheerleader instead of the person who judges you harshly all the time. They taught me how to create these mandalas. I've always known about mandalas. People know about mandalas. Nice. They've been in existence for hundreds of thousands of years, and they are a way of focusing our thoughts and our brain into a microcosm of what we want to become. Mm-hmm. And once we unleash that power within our thinking, that finding the greatness within, what happens is that you could become anything you want. You can do anything you want. And your perceptions change in life. And one of the things that starts to change as you use a mandala or anything that can help you to change old habitual patterns of thought within our minds, our reactions to life. Once you start changing those reactions, those negative reactions, I hate myself, I hate you, I hate the world, I'm no good, into I love everything, I love myself. I'm not saying that you're going to walk around 100% of the time filling up. I mean, if you do, the Twinkie Mobile will come and take you to an insane asylum because, you know. And I've learned that life is so simple. All life is a thought, so a thought can change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the mandalas do. And that's what the guides taught me. They taught me how to create a mandala that I dare not use the word magical, although I want to, just would release a person from bondage, from their own self-employed bondage.
Right.
And it's as simple as that. And I love creating them because I use my photography to create them, and I love photography.
Oh.
But there is always wonderment in everyone. That's another thing I learned going through a near-death experience, that life does matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that every pebble on the beach makes the beach what it is.
Mm.
And every pebble has its own universe within itself, yet it's still part of the whole, the beach. And that's what we are.
Wow. You know, I love what you've done. And we've got people waiting on the phone, so we're going to skip the break. But I want to talk about the mandala for a minute and what I've discovered about it a little bit and what folks will discover. And maybe you can talk about the process for people. One of the things that you say, especially in what you send to us along with the mandala, you know, you give us practices of mandala meditation, which I found so very, very powerful. And one of the things I discovered was that as I did follow your instructions, which I did, boy, I'll tell you, I had some really strange reactions to it. There was a minute that I was looking at it. You say 15 minutes a day, right, or more. There were moments that I looked at it and it was so absolutely beautiful. And then there were other moments that I just cried. Is this a normal reaction? Tell me a little bit about, am I losing my mind or what?
Well, I don't know about you losing your mind, but I do know that you're becoming more emotional. There's no doubt about it. I have a prediction for you.
Okay.
And I don't know where it came from, but when I spoke to you just before the show and you said, wow, the first hour I got so this and this, what is your gift now in this hour?
Yeah.
And I thought about that and I said, yes, it is. It is a gift. It is a gift. I don't know, but I want you need to start packing your bag and get a new wardrobe. You need a new wardrobe. You really need a powerful wardrobe. One that's very fluid, maybe silks, something that's very, very fluid. Because when you walk on the stage, the audience should look at you as an angel arriving. I see you in Europe, and I don't know why, but I also place you in Australia, but I feel that what's going to happen is that through some efforts that you have laid down in the past, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, people that you might have spoken to have met, and nothing came of it. I feel that this is the time that it's going to happen, and you're going to hear from this couple, and they have a thriving European culture and business, and they are going to include your philosophy into theirs.
Wow.
Alongside with theirs. So I do see you doing lectures. I do see you even on television shows, as a guest on television shows. Over the next 3 years, your life, all the work that you have done, is coming to a point of fruition at this particular time.
Isn't that fascinating you say that to me? Because two things happened in the past week or so. One, I decided to brush up on my Italian with online Italian. I'm not kidding.
And
I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, you know, I think I want to go visit George Clooney. And I don't even know where that came from. I don't even know if I'm – oh, I shouldn't say it. I don't even know if I'm a super fan. But it was like those two thoughts kind of came together. And maybe it's because – I don't know.
Do you consider yourself psychic?
I don't.
I know you
others
don't.
Do,
I don't know. Though. I don't understand why you don't.
I know.
I don't understand that. You know, let's talk about what psychicness is all about.
Okay.
Okay, because some people think that psychicness is like Superman, they can fly. No, no, right. No. Psychicness is a very ordinary terminology. It's a very, very ordinary thought. It is one of our six senses. Most people only use two or three senses at a time. You walk into a room, you either smell it, you see it, you hear it, or you recoil from it, or you're happy about it. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
When a psychic or an intuitive person or a person that is involved in their environment in this world, when they walk into a room, all five senses are telling them about what has formulated before that moment of walking in, the moment of walking in, and then the next moment of walking out. So what is happening, you're getting all this information. And if you listen to all this information, you'll say, I feel that this is going to happen in the next month or so. And that's what you do. So you could call it whatever you want to call it. It is really a psychic awareness is a sixth sense, just as sight and vision and auditory and feelings. They're not gifts. They're part of our DNA. You just need to cultivate them.
Wow.
And that's what the mandala does, by the way.
It helps
people to cultivate what they need. What is the month, just the month and the day that you are born?
12/11.
Oh, you're a child. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
12/11.
Okay. Even the 11, 11 in numerology is a number 2. It's called 11-2. It is one of the highest psychic numbers that we have. It's called a master number. And anyone that possesses that number, they will have intuitive sense.
Yeah, you know, you are so right on, as usual, Vincent. You're so right on. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I had a nickname for most of my life, and it was Lucky. And I had it at such a young age that when I was like a kid, like 4, my parents, 4 years old, they decided we're going to name our boxer Lucky. Isn't that interesting? But not many people call me psychic. They call me lucky because I seem to, as we say, kind of step into things. But, you know,
no,
you're absolutely
stare
right.
No. Actually, you don't step into things.
That's what they think.
Yeah. You actually stare yourself towards what you need. And then when you want it, it's like being on a merry-go-round. If you remember the old merry-go-rounds with the brass ring.
Yeah.
And you go around and the brass ring is still there, opportunity. And you go around and all of a sudden one day you say, you know what, I'm going to bend over and get one. And then all of a sudden people look at you and say, oh my God, you're so lucky. You came at the right moment. No, you were directing. Although you didn't know consciously why you were going in that way. You're in a great cycle this year. And everyone I speak to, I'm going to talk about your yearly cycle, what the year is going to bring to you. Because if you know the weather pattern of the year, then you know how to dress accordingly. It's kind of listening to the weather. And if it says it's going to rain, bring your umbrella and your galoshes. If it says it's going to be sunny and warm, take off some layers of clothing. So it's the same thing in life. If you know your personal yearly cycle, and what it means, it's easier to navigate through the year. So you're born 12/11, which is 2, 3, 4, 5. You take your month and your day, you add it up to a one number, and then you add the number 8 because we're in the year 2015, which is an 8. So 5 and 8 is 13, 3 and 1 is 4. Am I correct about that? As a numerologist, I can't do math, but the number 4, what it really means, Dr. Pat, it really means, well, it means an explosion in the most favorable way. 4 means to be organizing. So right now, you're going to start wanting to organize everything that you're doing and looking for every detail there is. Could this be better? Do we need this? Let's get rid of that. Because you want to get rid
of that.
Yep. And because you are now starting to reorganize your physical world, It has to actually started last year in your mental world, in your thinking world, yep. in your mind, saying, you know, I love chaos, which you should love chaos. You're a person of chaotic and thoughts. And anyhow, so chaos is your friend. When anything gets chaotic, you go right in, you know, you get to the helm of something. And you say, I'll take care of this. I'll take over it. And then you collapse. And many people are that way. But this year for you means opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity. This will probably be the crossroads of this part of your existence, that at the end, when you look back over this year, well, it's really for next year and into the following year, but it's all starting right now, you're going to say, oh my God, I'm going in the same direction. I'm doing what I love doing, but I'm doing it so differently now. I'm not in charge any longer. You're going to give up micromanaging everything or managing everything. And all of a sudden, what's going to happen? Well, you have the right people around you, but there's two more to come your way. And they're going to say, you know what, Pat? Let me take care of this.
It's so interesting you're talking about this, because Linda and I just had this talk this morning. Let me just tell everybody, we're going to go right to the phones in a minute. But what Jessica is going to do is she's going to post the mandala on our social media. So if you go to Facebook, the Dr. Pat Show, Twitter, the Dr. Pat Show, Jessica is going to post the mandala that Vincent is actually talking about. We're going to post it so you could see. The other thing we're going to let you know about after the half break is we're going to tell you how you can get your own personal mandala. And give you Vincent's website and much more. But right now, let's go to the phones, Vincent. We got those phones lit up immediately. And so, boy, get ready for some insight from my very special friend and colleague, Vincent Barra. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Let's start things off with David calling in from Mercer Island. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
David, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Dr. Pat. How are you? Sounds like you're doing great, too.
So according nice to Vincent, sounds yes. How can we help you today, Vincent?
Oh, I'd rather not take questions.
Okay.
I'd rather not take questions. As a psych, I know this sounds very strange. I've had my own show for the last 27 years, and I don't take questions from people.
Sure. Well,
my
just do your
job,
thing.
Yeah, my job is to find out that part of your life that if you just pay a little attention to it and tweak it a little bit, everything else will get better.
Good. Go for it.
All right. Just say your first name.
David.
David, I'm going to say one thing first, and I'm going to talk about you writing, becoming a writer.
Okay.
You're a born teacher. There is something inside of you that just needs to help other people and show them how to do it a better way. And because of that, writing has become different nowadays, because if you have a blog on the internet, you're a writer. And that's maybe what I'm seeing. That's probably what I'm seeing. Where you should be writing about subjects that you know about. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but are you in the electronic field of somehow?
Not really.
Oh, you say not really. What do you mean?
Yeah. No, I'm not in the electronic world.
Okay. What do you mean when I say electronic? What does it translate to you as?
Electronic meaning something to do with distributing or getting rid of objects that are used to communicate electronically.
Wow. Very insightful. Yes, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it means to you, but that's not what I'm seeing. An opportunity is coming your way, a new job, a new career, in a whole new fashion. And it has to do with a computer. When I see electronics, I see computers nowadays, because it's our greatest electronic that we own. Besides the television, which I totally love television. To me, it's unrealistic reality, and I love being entertained by it. I see you going into joining someone's group, and it's a small group, maybe three or four people. They're just putting together an international internet company. And it has to do with words. It has to do with words. It has to do with sharing information, but instructional information. You're going to be part of it. And when you start on that, and you start on that computer, it is as if you have given birth to it. You will just understand it. You will just understand what you need to create what you want so people would buy whatever products are being sold.
Okay. Wonderful.
And it's something that you need. It's something that you need because you have just been drifting. And right
now
it's time for you to really find your... not your goal, not your success, because those are very elusive thoughts. It's time for you to find your passion. That's what's missing. You don't have passion, something that you will dedicate yourself to no matter what is going on in your life. It's about to happen to you. This is a very, I'll use Dr. Pat's word. This is a very lucky time for you, and I'm serious. You have 14 months of luck, and I'm serious. 14 months, actually,
wow.
13 months of luck. Use these 13 months. Stop thinking what you should have been and who you're mad at. Put a period on that and get into your life.
Oh, yeah. The mad thing. Uh-oh.
Yes, that's what it is. He's mad at everybody. He's mad at his entire childhood. I understand that. So was I. So am I.
Me too.
Who isn't? Big
Me
deal.
Too.
It rained yesterday. How long are you going to think about rain yesterday when the sun is out now?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but that's really true. I don't know, David, if that resonates with you, but, you know, that mad at childhood thing, that is going to get us.
Yeah. No, it's all resonating. I will look out for opportunities.
And if I were you also,
to...
David, I'll give you one more thing. Become a part-time musician, not for money. Just go join some musical group.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Any particular instrument?
It doesn't really matter. You just need something for your soul. And I'm taking that from Benny, who is the producer of the show and the engineer of the show. We were just talking, and he was talking about he's a DJ, and how much music means to him.
Yeah.
You don't have anchors in your life that if something goes awry, you can run to. It used to be mommy's legs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that.
Got him right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
Benny is a master musician. His ins and outs on these radio shows are wonderful.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. David, you got a lot of good information
here,
my friend. Lot of good information. So let's you and I get lucky together. Oh, that's a song.
Amen.
Let's get lucky, Benny. Now, I don't mean it that way now here. Let me just clarify here. I just want to clean this up a bit. I was going to clean this up a little bit. But you get the drift of this. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back. We're going to the phones. Vincent Barra in the house. We're going to give you lots of information about him. Because why? He is the man. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
I'm telling you, she's up all night. You bet your booty that was me in my teenagers in 20 years. And I'm telling you, I want to start a campaign. Let's bring disco back.
It's coming back. It's actually
It is coming back.
It is actually coming
it?
Back.
Yep. It is.
I'm so glad I saved my platform shoes.
Oh my gosh. You
That's
and
so
me
cool.
Uh oh, we're going to weird Benny out right now.
What are you talking about? No, I'm into it. There's a
good?
Lot of great stuff that's designed out from the disco era.
Okay. So we can get the white polyester suit.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you need it. No, that's a must.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God. Vincent Barra is in the house. Vincent, before we go to the phones, please let folks know how they can get their own personal mandala. Also, how they can find out more about you, how they can schedule readings with you. And all of you, someday we're going to figure out how to tape what we talk about during the breaks, because it is uncanny what Vincent just told me. As a matter of fact, Vincent's going to come back. We're going to do a whole nother show about the outtakes. Vincent, give out your website. How can people get the mandala like I got?
Well, my mandalas are personalized. You can buy a mandala on any place. But my mandalas are totally personalized. That's why you had to fill out a questionnaire. And based on your questions, the answers to those questions, and based on my intuitiveness, my psychic energy, I actually create a mandala for the person. It's a personalized mandala. And they take several hours to make because there's layers and layers and layers of colors. And there's also, from your questionnaire, there are subliminal thoughts within the mandala. So when you use a personalized mandala, it actually changes the old, outdated, habitual responses we have in life. It's like if you were a child and you were afraid of a dog, for the rest of your life you'll be afraid of dogs if that dog attacked you. So every time you see a dog, you'll always respond that way. You'll go into fear. Well, there's a way, and that's what keeps us away from enjoying our lives. So if you change that thought, layer it with a different thought, dogs are okay. Just be careful with certain breeds, and other breeds are okay. What happens is that you override that thought so you can live the life you want. That's what a person wants.
I want to live the life I want now.
Well, all you have to do is use that mandala every day.
I have used it. Maybe you and I can talk later and talk mm-hmm. about why sometimes I cry. But right now,
I'll tell you that your website for again. A second. My okay. website is Cy Vincent. That's P. No, I'm sorry. My website is vincentmyfuture.com. And that's for anything, for my psychic readings, for the healing. If anyone needs a healing at that, we're almost 2,000 strong healers throughout the world that do healing, send healing energy 24 hours a day. Mm. So if anyone needs a healing, just go to my website, vincentmyfuture.com, fill out a healing request. It's free. Just fill it out, and we will send prayers your way.
All right, we're going to skip the next break because we got peeps waiting on the phone, Mr.
Yeah, let's
Denny.
Get to the phones.
Let's do it.
All right, Jackie from Bellingham, welcome to the show.
Jackie.
Hi, Dr. Pat and Vincent. I'm so thrilled that I got in today. Wow, cool.
Yay.
Jackie, did you know, everyone falls down, but I'm seeing you slip down 3 or 4 steps, maybe 6, but I'm seeing you slip down steps. You're probably in your late teens, early 20s, something like that, and it looks like an outdoor party or something like that, or a back porch or something like that, and the embarrassment from that has been with you all your life. Mm. You're afraid
wow.
if someone laughs at you or if that you do something stupid, and it is stupid to fall huh. down steps. But it's funny, stupid. It could either be yeah. a ha-ha moment or an embarrassment.
Huh.
Can you recall anything like that?
I don't. Not at this time, I don't.
Yeah, normally people don't immediately because we cover up our things that control us. Our childhood controls us. Our the way we are brought up controls the rest of our thinking. If we're told we're stupid, we will be stupid. If we're told we're brilliant, we will be brilliant. So it's how we formulate and change our attitude in life. I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but it just kind of feels like to me that you kind of feel like an ordinary person, like the lady next door, the friend next door, the neighbor next door. That's what you feel like to me. But I've always said I've been very lucky in my life because I have met many sages along the way to give me thoughts to ponder, to become greater, to serve humanity.
Mm.
And those sages were ordinary people like the lady next door. Say your first mm-hmm. name. Say your first name.
Jackie,
I know we have Dr. Pat, but who is Pat to you, the name Pat to you? And I don't do names, but there seems to be a Patricia around you. Early in life, childhood, it is around that time that there was something like you were so embarrassed of the folly that went on that you become shy in this lifetime. And you're not a shy person.
No, I really don't. I can't connect with that. I mean, I had a couple friends in school, Patricia. I always felt like when I was in school, like I didn't fit into school.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't fit
so
in
ever
with
since
the
that
group.
Time, because you have that thought that you don't fit in, you
right.
have held back the. I don't even know what the word is. The word that I'm being given. By the way, I hear readings as you hear it. I hear it because my guides are doing the reading, not me. velocity, they said. You have slowed down in life. You know, Jackie, no matter how old you are, no matter what age you are, it is always the end of life. But the next moment is always the beginning of life. Mm-hmm. So we die a thousand deaths, there is no doubt about it. But we always survive.
Mm-hmm.
Start bringing into your conscious mind that if you walk into a club, you're going to be the one on top of the piano singing.
Mm. Wow.
Does that sound really scary to you?
No, not scary. I think to me it feels like, like you don't really want to draw too much attention to yourself.
And once again, that comes back from the sense of not fitting in.
Right.
Okay. Huh. And I'm telling you right now, and the reason why I'm saying this, because someone's about to enter your life. And when this person walks into your life, they're going to say, hey, do you want to run around the world with me? You want to be crazy with me? You want to kick up your heels? You want to do what everyone says that we're not supposed to do? And Jackie, I want you to say yes. Before you cast off this person.
Yeah. I got to ask you, Jackie, a question. Do you sing?
Well, in the shower.
Okay. So you're me. You have a little inhibition about singing. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. See, I knew this. And have you ever heard me sing in the years you've been listening to the show, right? You heard me sing.
Oh, absolutely. I love it when you sing.
Yeah. So let me ask you a really important answer, honestly. Do you think that I can even sing a note on key?
Oh, I think you can. I've heard you, honestly.
Time to time. But you would not consider me a singer. And I have to tell you that what Vincent's talking about is so important that I had to jump in. When I was a kid, I share this little story because it just came up for me. My dad remarried, and I had now two beautiful, beautiful stepsisters, two blondes, green eyes, blue eyes, right? And my mom wanted us three girls to dress up alike and to sing. And I gotta tell you, it was crazy. I think this is that childhood wound he was talking about. And we would have to sing. And one day my sister Joyce leaned over to me in a very loving way. And oh my God, I can remember the song we were singing. It was like a Connie Francis song or some old crooner, Connie Francis, Who's Sorry Now? I remember, oh my God, I'm having a hot flash. And my sister Joyce leaned over to me and whispered, just move your lips. I will cover you. Oh, my God. It was the best gift in the world for me, because they ain't nothing worse than singing in front of your family and listening to how I literally butchered Connie. You know, I tried to reach out to Connie Francis years later. So I love what Vincent says. Please see yourself singing, and stepping into your power, girl.
And let me just say one other thing, Jackie, just to help you. And there's no blame, because I don't judge anybody. If you like walking to the left, walk to the left. It doesn't serve you anymore. Let's try to get you to walk to the right. That's my job. The reason why you have this critical nature about yourself that stymies you, that stops you from enjoying the fullness of what you want to experience because you always are worried about what people are thinking about, really comes from your mom. Say her first name. And once again, there's no blame.
Yep.
Say my first name or my mom's?
Your mom's first name.
Juanita.
Oh, actually, she was a nice person. Juanita just needed everyone to be perfect so she would look perfect in front of everyone else.
Mm.
That she was doing her perfect job.
Mm.
I feel sorry for your mom, because your mom really is the singer. Your mom really is the musical person. Your mom should have been traveling around the world, not stuck being a mom.
Yeah.
So there came a point in her life that she didn't want to be a mom any longer. And boom, you come along, so you're not getting the attention that you really need. You're getting more of, oh, be better, be better, be better, be easier for me. is what she was saying.
Oh, wow.
Right, translated right.
And you translated in your mind, I'm not doing it right.
Okay,
I'm not
I get
enough.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Someone's coming into your life. I don't know if it's a male or a female. It doesn't really matter because these are people are called companions. These are people to wake us up. But some crazy, crazy, crazy person is coming into your life, and I say that with much love, who's just going to re-spark your energy all over again.
Wow.
Have a good year.
That's very cool. I'm excited about that.
Me too. Thanks, Jackie.
And I don't go to weddings. I don't go to weddings.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I can explain that after having gone to one recently myself. Thank you so much, Jackie. Awesome. Mr. Benny, we going to skip the break and let's go to the phone.
All right. Let's stay here locally. We have Naomi now calling in from Seattle.
Hello.
Hi, Naomi. How are you doing today? How are you doing today, Naomi? Oh, I'm sorry. Naomi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm very good.
Yeah. Really? Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, because whenever we purchase something big in our lives, it kind of gets us to that point of feeling good about life.
Right.
Until that feeling wears off, and then we need something better to buy in our lives. Did you just make a major purchase? I television could be a major purchase, by the way. But something that you've been wanting to have. No, you didn't buy it yet.
No, I haven't bought it yet.
But you want to.
Yes, and this is very, very important. And I'll go through this very, very quickly. There's three people in us who decide what we're going to do. There's the child in us, who we were like a child, who will always be like us, will always be that way. There's the parent in us, and then there's an adult in us. And all three of them talk at the same time. And you have to be wise enough to listen to which one. It's like you're walking down the street and you look in the window and there's this beautiful, beautiful thing that you want. And all of a sudden what happens, the parent comes up and you say to yourself, you don't deserve that. You weren't good. You don't deserve that. And then all of a sudden the child comes up and say, no, I want it. I want it. I don't care. I don't care. I want it. I want it. Well, if you go in there and buy that object, under the guise of what you're of thinking of being a parent to yourself or being a childlike, you'll never enjoy it. But if you go turn to the adult and look at the object and say, is it worth it for me to have that in my life at this time? Whether you say yes or no, you will walk away satisfied. I think it's the time is yes for you.
Yeah.
Someone's going to give you the money to purchase this. What is it that you want? I don't know what it is.
I've been contemplating a car.
Someone's going to give you the money or help you to get that transportation, that car for you. Gee, I was hoping you would say television. Almost half price, less than half price.
Wow.
It's a bargain. And I'm even going to tell you, you're going to have the money for it. It's just going to show up. I'm serious. It's just going to show up. Somebody's going to say, oh, by the way, I owe you some money, or say, hey, this is this belongs to you. And it's just a gift. It's just a gift. Go hold babies. Listen to me. Go to a hospital. Go volunteer your services and go hold new babies.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful heart. There is a healing heart within you. You're a mommy to everyone that's in your life anyhow. Go help these poor children that are born ill and their parents, they just leave them in the hospital. Go volunteer your services. You will, when it's your time to go, you will die with a smile on a face and a song in your heart and a feeling that I made a difference in this lifetime.
Mm.
It's very important that you do that. You come from that background of service. You need to go and serve some people.
You got that?
I got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow. Vincent, we have time for one more caller, but before we do, please, again, website. How can we get a mandala? How can people work with you? I want to work with you. How do we do this?
I've always wanted to work with you, and I'm serious, and I've told you that a couple of times. I know,
but we
remember.
Are going to work together because you're going to do a show with us.
You. I do want to work with you, and you realize in our field we meet a lot of people, and I know we both know the same people.
Yeah.
There's not too many people that I say I really want to work with them. I would like to hang out with them for a second, but I don't really want to work with you. I want to work with, and I've always said this for the last several years. I just don't know what we are going to do something.
We
but
are
going to
do it.
It's VincentMyFuture.com, and right now the mandalas, they're at half price, at $50, because I'm redoing my website.
Wow.
And so I'm discounting everything, actually. It's just a gift back to the universe that we do. But if you would like to order a mandala, by the way, I do have, and I will actually put it out on Facebook, on social media, pictures of this girl, a woman by the name of Liana, who lost 110 pounds using the mandala.
Oh, now that's the game plan.
110 pounds. I lost 70 pounds 4 years ago, and I've kept it off. I don't even think about dieting. I've never been on a diet. It's just there's my concept of food has changed. That's what the mandala has done for me.
Wow.
And I'm real serious about this. If we have a second, I got this email. I spoke to this girl, Michelle, who comes from Arizona, and she's flat broke. She's about to be living on the street. And I created a mandala for her, for her prosperity. It's not really for money. It's to get past the impoverished mind. And here's what she sent me. And I created this mandala for her 3 months ago. Good morning, Vincent. Very wonderful things happened to me financially since my mandala. Long story short, I now have plenty of food in my home. My pantry is filled. My bills are being paid. And a friend I met out here told me yesterday he wants to give me property in Camp Verde, which is a place that I love. I don't know why, but I'm happy.
Mm.
That is the joy of my life. And you know that. That's your credo too, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
When you say thank you to us, we know we're not the reason why you got better or having a better life. Mm-hmm. We're just the catalyst. We just shared with you what we think is to create a better life, and you did it. And I always tell people who say, thank you, Vincent, for helping me. I said, I just really read a story to you. You took the advice. You did it. Pat yourself on the back. My advice to everybody is, at nighttime, every night, take your hand, cross it over your head, and pat yourself on the back. And tell yourself, I love you. I need you. You are great.
Wow.
And let's see what that does for you. Let's see what that does for you. That is, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't do that.
Well, for those of you out there, please go ahead and contact Vincent. I just want everybody to know that we are going to put the mandala up, just so you know, and go ahead and put that up so you all can see it. These are personal, and I can't emphasize that enough. You know, Vincent will ask you for some information, and then you'll get information back. But they are personal, meaning that yours may not look like mine. Mine may not look like Benny. But please go ahead and connect with Vincent and go ahead and take a look, a deeper look, at what is in store for you and what you want to create. Vincent, one last question. And thank you for all of you that did not have an opportunity to chat with Vincent. He will be back, and we will get him back soon. What's your personal message, Vincent? Thank you so much for all you do. What would you like to leave us with here?
Something I learned many, many years ago, and I say it 21 times every time I say it.
Mm.
And every time my life becomes difficult, I say it. And magically it just happens. And it's a saying that everyone knows. Each and every day, in each and every way, my life is getting better and better. And it just pulls me out of despair and allows me to say to myself, all right, are you finished feeling pity for yourself? Are you tired of it? Now, come mm-hmm. on, let's start thinking. Let's think about what we need to do, and let's go do it. And to me, that is a magic saying. Each and every day, in each and every way, my life is getting better and better.
Wow, that's beautiful. Vincent Barra, everybody. What a great show. Benny, thank you for all that you do. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. And yes, you will hear again very soon from Vincent. For those of you, and boy, I know there was so many of you that tried to get into the show today, but I promise he will be back. For now, please go ahead and find out the many ways that Vincent can help shine a light on that thing within you that is calling you forward. Thank you all. We'll see you next time.